Grammy-winning Soweto Gospel Choir. Tuesday, November 25th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Soweto Gospel Choir and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
The Kingston Potters Guild is holding their annual holiday sale in the Tet Center Malting Tower on November 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Over 20 local potters will be in attendance. Visit us on Thursday from 5 till 9, Friday 10 till 7, Saturday 10 till 5, and Sunday 10 till 3. Come out and support one of the oldest pottery guilds in the province of Ontario, serving the Kingston community since 1967.
Welcome to the Monday Morning Indie Wake-Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning, broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. What I just had playing was Forget the Flowers by Wilco. I just started rewatching The Bear. Not from the beginning. I think I'm watching season 2, and whenever I, like, I'm like, oh, I want to watch The Bear, it always makes me think of Wilco, because it's that whole, like, Chicago thing, Chicago scene. And so this was one that I just recently discovered from Wilco, was Forget the Flowers. It's off their Being There album. I, like, am forever upset that I went to a record store at home and they had this album It was on sale. I think it might have been $5 on a CD. And then I didn't buy it because I was like, oh, whatever. Like, I don't need it. And I'm, like, really sad I never got it because I really like the album. And I honestly think it was the deluxe version, too, that I saw. But, alas, maybe it wasn't meant to be, and maybe it was scratched. That's what I always tell myself when I don't buy something. I'm like, it wasn't meant to be. Anyway, what I have up next is Love Is by Dove Ellis, followed by Flimsier by King Krule. Super November sounds, where we're like mid-November now, which, again, insane. Time is flying. So it's that sort of, it's been like weird and rainy and wet, and then also snowing. So I feel like these fit the way the weather is right now. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy.
Friends are running in the square. You leapt right off the balcony. Old dead palms wrap my eyes so tight. Gave me no chance to kiss you. Thank you.
Down.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Love Takes Miles by Cameron Winter. Before that, it was Flimsier by King Krule. And then all the way back was Love Is by Dove Ellis. I just recently, found Dove Ellis and I thought they sounded really similar to Cameron Winter, which is really cool. I feel like there's not a lot of people that have that same sound. I feel like in the sense of the way McGee's guitar tone is really unique, I think that Cameron Winter's voice is also very unique. And so I was like, that's really cool that there's another sort of similar vocalist to Cameron Winter. And then this King Krule's album Space Heavy has had a resurgence for me. I didn't like it at first when it first came out, and I remember it was it was 2023, and I remember vividly when it came out, I was taking my first aid recertification, and it was a 2-day thing, and we'd get a lunch that was an hour long, and I would go and get myself a coffee because it was I didn't want to hang around in a weird random building in Mississauga and with people I didn't know, and I would sit in my car and listen to this album, and I didn't like it at the time. And then over the past couple obviously 2 years, I really like it now. I think Flimsier is one of the best ones on the album. Same thing with Seaforth, but that's obvious. I think it's a really good album. I didn't like it at first, and I'm shocked that, not shocked, but it really grew on me, and I think it's awesome. Anyway, what I have up next is Cutting My Fingers Off by Turnover, and then after that it is Destroy by Talking Violet. I hope you guys enjoy. Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Destroy by Talking Violet. And then before that, it was Cutting My Fingers Off by Turnover. What I have up next is Antarctica 2005 by Buddy. This is like a Canadian new release. And then after that, I have Slide by Feeble Little Horse. When I listened to Antarctica 2005 and then like listen to the album, it sounded a lot like Feeble Little Horse's album, which I thought is really cool because they were like a obsession for me the summer after second year. My friend from home recommended them to me, and it's their album Girl with Fish, and I think like I have all the songs downloaded on my phone because it was just such a cool album. And then when I heard the like Buddy album, I was like, that's really cool because it sounds a lot like Feeble Little Horse, which is awesome. I honestly think like people are like, I think everyone has to be like original whatever blah blah blah, but I think it's kind of cool when there's like similar sounds and you can like understand the like musicality of it all. I don't know, maybe I'm just like making stuff up right now and just being like, oh, I'm supposed to sound smart, but that is what I think. Anyway, I'll let the music play and I'll stop like rambling. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy.
We'll be right back. disguise my traits. Try on a different face. Try laughing at it to show them I can. I took it too far, and I told the courts I'm flawless. Little jokes, prides and pokes, 10,000 take their toll.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Slide by Feeble Little Horse. And then before that, I had Antarctica 2005 by Buddy. What I have up next is Adderall by Shame and then Bath County by Wednesday. That three song section, Slide, Adderall, and Bath County, I was going through my old playlist because my sister keeps being like, I need more music. And I was like scrolling all the way through my but I looked on my Spotify and it says that I have like over 300 playlists, which is insane. And I found like a playlist I made in second year and it had like those three songs on it. And I was like, I forgot about them and I forgot how good they were. So I had to include them today. And I do want to justify myself about the 300 playlists. I have playlists like... On Spotify, you can do folders. So I have, like, an Indie Wake Up Call folder. I have a folder for my show on Wednesday. And then I have, like, my folder of my playlists. And I struggle making playlists that are, like, over an hour. It's, like, they're very specific. And so it's like... it's, I feel like it's no, it's okay for me to have 300 playlists because I'm not like making like 300 3-hour playlists. I'm just like making playlists that are an hour long, and then there's 300 of them. I don't know, maybe that's like weird, but I really enjoy doing that. And I also like make a monthly playlist. Last year I had a playlist where I put a song, like a song from each day that I listened to. I think I try a little too hard sometimes. Anyway, I needed to justify that before I played the next little bit, but I hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you. When I say beat, you say banter. Beat, beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat,
beat.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I had playing was Sentry by Sword 2, Gallowine by Ugly, Bath County by Wednesday, and then Adderall by Shame. I saw an article about Sword 2, about when they were recording this album, which is like their new release, that they were like doing it out of a condemned home, I think it was what it was, and there were like police raids going on and stuff like that, which I think is really kind of neat that they were able to do that with the album. I don't really know, I didn't dive deep into the article, I just saw it and was like, okay, and then went on with my life. I probably should have read it if I was going to talk about it, but I did think it was really neat. It was just cool that to think that they were, like, doing that. I've been seeing a lot of music-related articles, obviously, because, like, that's all I consume on my phone. And I saw something really cool because I was having a conversation with someone on campus, and they were saying that when they're walking around, they don't like to listen to music because they like to, like, it's good for their brain, and it's, you're supposed to, like, be one with the nature and connect and things like that. But then I also saw another thing that, like, contradicts that, where if you're listening to music all the time, it's actually good for your brain, and it, like, reduces the likelihood of things like dementia, and, like, it lowers the risk of that, because there's, you get better cognition and, like, memory and stuff like that. And being in STEM, I think that's really neat. Not to be like, oh, to be in STEM, whatever. I do think that it's interesting statistics. It was like 39% people always listening to music was associated with a 39% reduced dementia risk and better global cognition and memory scores, which is really kind of cool that by listening to music all the time, I'm actually strengthening my brain. So try and be me. Anyway, that's like my little side story. What I have up next is Name the Band by This Is Lorelei. This is, he's in, the singer's in Water From Your Eyes, and then this is his solo project, and I've been listening to this song on repeat. I have earbuds, and it said that I listened to this song 12 times in one day, which was honestly kind of embarrassing, but I do really, really like it, so not a shock. And then what I have up next after that is Spinning by Wishy. I hope you guys enjoy.
Star. Saw it in some words I read. Saw it as the world round you went red. Read it in a book. Star. They can't see the twisted arms. But they see all the stars spring from your hand. You can name the band. Whatever you want, I actually do not care.